Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. And we're pleased to be joined by a special guest, a name and a voice that you're going to hear from well in the past there in Beloit in the 70s and 80s, Ken Piazza, the head wrestling coach and assistant football coach and also a physical education teacher at Beloit High School for a long time and had a lot of success on the wrestling mats. Ken, first of all, thanks for being gracious with your time and spending some time chatting with us. How are you holding up during all the coronavirus pandemic and everything that's going on in the world right now?
Well, just like I hope most everybody else, we're kind of sheltered in and, you know, kind of getting bored of being in the house quite a bit, but we're surviving here, so no health issues for us. So hopefully everybody else is doing well too. So
Ken, I know you've had quite a journey to get from went from Illinois to Minnesota and down here to Kansas, then to Wyoming, and now back to Minnesota. But tell me a little bit about growing up and getting into, I guess, the sport of wrestling, because that's where you had the most success there and some of the things that you're able to do there in Joliet, Illinois, that got you interested in the sport.
Well, back in those days, you kind of went out for everything when you were a kid, and not much specialization back then. And, we just, as a group of guys, you hung around with guys that went out for football, and then you went into, some went to basketball, a lot of others went to wrestling, and then in the spring we did baseball and track, and so it was, those kind of sports at that time, were pretty popular back in Joliet. Where I went to high school, and then from there, had pretty good individual success, both in football and wrestling, and then I decided to go out and play football and compete in wrestling at Central Iowa for 4 years, and had pretty good success out there, and just really enjoyed doing what I was doing, and then wanted to continue doing that in the coaching ranks. So then went to Minnesota to do some postgraduate work, and finally wound up luckily taking the job at Beloit way back in 1971.
Central Iowa, what were some of the highlights of your playing career there as far as the sports were concerned?
Actually, in football, we really had some good teams. Mm-hmm. I think in my 4 years there, we were, 35-8 or something in football. Went to a couple of bowl games at the end of my sophomore and junior season. And I was lucky enough to be named to the All-Iowa Conference football team. Mm-hmm. So, as far as football goes, that was pretty exciting for me. And then in wrestling, we were starting a new wrestling program there, and we just kind of had our ups and downs and bumps and bruises developing a new program, and we had some individual success there, but like I said, it was a new program, and we kind of took our lumps those first few years, but we got it going and was real happy with how that turned out also.
No, you said you went to Minnesota State there to do post-grad work after that and then ended up in Beloit in 1971. How's the process of getting from Minnesota to Beloit to be the head wrestling coach, assistant football, and a PE teacher in Beloit?
Well, I was at the end of the school year, I was searching around to find a job. My wife and I just had gotten married in the summer, and we were just both of us looking for jobs, and we applied at a number of places in the Midwest, and wherever there was an opening, actually, we'd apply for it. And we were not having much luck. And then I was in the office, in the PE office, one afternoon at the school there, ran into one of the guys I was going to school with there, and he had taken the job in Beloit, and he was now looking for someone maybe to take the job, because he was wanting to move on to another job and get out of the one in Beloit, because the job he wanted now was actually one he was really wanted in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the superintendent down in Beloit and talked to him on the phone, and I could. It's so late in the end of the year, and school's getting ready to start in a week or so, and I could just tell that he was kind of desperate too, and felt like I was being interviewed on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked if I would come down and maybe take a formal interview, and I could just tell that maybe I was going to get the job. You kind of get the feeling, over the phone. So that's how it went. My wife and I loaded up a U-Haul, and we went to Beloit and actually lived in a motel for first few week or so while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And school had started, I think, 2 days after we first went there. So it was, it was a new job for me, and I know their program had just been started a year or so prior to when we went there. So, and it was one of the best decisions I've made.
I've talked with this about a couple other guys, that coaches that I've interviewed here during this process, and you're talking about the late 60s, early 70s, which is the time of the Vietnam War, too. So what were the differences in culture when you came from Minnesota or Iowa to Minnesota, now down to Kansas? Were there any concerns also that you might have to be a part of that? I know that most people are telling me that if you're in education, you're pretty well safe.
Yeah, we had the school deferments. And while I was in college, and I was lucky enough that, I had that deferment and, mm-hmm. and got to go and finish my schooling. And then when I got the job, back then it was the lottery number then.
Mm-hmm.
You got the certain number you had to, and if you got called, you probably had to go. But my number was never called, and so I just continued on with what I was doing, and if it would have happened, I would have probably had to have gone. But as it turned out, I was pretty lucky not to get called up. So
you get to Beloit in 71, and you're there from 71 to 83. I know that it was just a couple years after the program had been started there at Beloit that you took over the wrestling program there. What was it like in those first few years to try to get the thing built up and get going in the right direction?
Well, I think I hit it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I was new and kind of gung-ho, and the program was new, and there was really great, I thought, great enthusiasm for wrestling in the community at that time. We had, we had just great parents and families of people that really were interested in wrestling at the time. And we took our lumps the first few years, but we kind of started the youth program in town and got young kids involved, and it really started to take off, and after a few years, we started getting those kids into the junior high and high school program, and you could see that it was really helping us turn the corner there towards the mid 70s, and maybe towards the end of the 70s there, and we had just great families that had young boys that were interested in wrestling, and it just took off. We had great support, and it was just kind of, like I said, I hit it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if these people, the ones with the the families that had two or three kids in them, and I don't know if they could even, if tennis would have been the thing their kids wanted to do, I think they would have backed them 100%, mm-hmm. like they did in wrestling. And those kids might have been, state tennis champions too. So it was just that kind of a chemistry that, that got going there about that time. And it really took off for us.
You got things rolling in the best way possible there in 1980, your first state championship in Class 4A. You had a couple guys win some titles for you, and Mark Hewitt and Steve Brown. And Mark, we'll talk about probably a little bit more about, because he ended up being one of your best wrestlers you had there in the time you were there. But in 1980, what was it like to hoist that trophy for the first time and get that state title?
Oh, it was just mean, words can't describe, you know, you work so hard and, you know, you push the kids and you push yourself and you hope the things you're doing are the right things, you know, to make them have success. And then as it turns out, when you win one of those trophies, you know, after all that time spent and all the effort of all those kids, you know, going to, you know, from little kids all the way through middle school and up into high school, and in the summers and taking kids to different tournaments when they were little, and you know, it really, you know, it was one of those things where all the work paid off in the end there after that first state championship.
81, you repeat, and you actually went down to 3-2-1A that year, but you had Matt Treister come in as a freshman and started a great career for you. Mark won again, Hewitt, and Steve Brown won again for you as well, and a couple other kids that won state championships. How much tougher was it, I guess, to maybe have a target on your back then that people wanted to take you down? You know, how much different did you feel it was in 81 compared to 80 when you were trying to do it again?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coach, I think when you make it to the top, I think it's harder to stay there than you know, getting there sometimes. And I think we did have that target, like you said, but I think we didn't let winning one be satisfied with, you know. We knew we had the kids that could do it again and then again, and it just, like I said, it was just really exciting that all these kids that had put the time in the, like the youth program, were having the success in high school also. So it was just really, you know, exciting. So
you were talking to Ken Piazza, the head wrestling coach at Beloit during those times in 71, from 71 to 83. So then, you know, 82, again, you win a state championship in 3-2-1A. You're starting to develop a lot of different kids, like you said, that are doing it and then doing it again. Steve Brown won his third for you. Greg Heidrich won another championship for you that year individually, and you take that state title again in 82. At that point, how much did you see, did you see any change as far as numbers were concerned, or was it pretty consistent the whole time?
Of the number of kids in the
program? Yeah, like people that wanted to be part of it?
Oh, yeah. I think just that success was drawing more kids into the kids program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the numbers just kind of jumped and doubled for us from the, you know, 4 or 5 years earlier. And I think a big part of that was a friend of mine, Don Newell. And Don taught elementary school there, and he had a great relationship with kids. And, you know, he knew how to work with kids and get along with young kids. And, you know, he put a lot of hours in with the kids program. And he has since passed away now. But mm-hmm. Without him, I think, you know, we wouldn't have near the number of kids we did have, because he really did a great job of, I don't like to say recruiting, but encouraging kids to go out, try wrestling, and he'd go after the kids that, you know, weren't necessarily the athletic type kids a lot of times, and really encourage them to go out to wrestling and see how they would do, and sure enough, a lot of those kids were very successful for us. But he was a big factor in getting the numbers built up for mm-hmm. us over the years, so.
So again, you had the one in 80, the state championship in 82 and 3-2-1A, and then you won 83, 3-2-1A, so four straight championships. 83, you know, Mark Hewitt, and I told you I'd talk a little bit more about him. He finished off a great career for you there. He had three state championships and ended up with school records for falls and victories, and probably a cornerstone of what you guys were able to have as far as the success was concerned. What did it take for a guy like Mark to have that kind of success? What kind of work ethic did you have to put in to do that?
Well, I think, first of all, his work ethic came from, you know, just being a farm kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how they have to put the time in and the work in to make their farms go and be successful. I think it just carried over into his wrestling. And him being as competitive as he was, just, you know, his work ethic just improved every time, you know, each year as he got older. And he was truly, he should have won four state titles.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll never agree with me on this, but he was wrestling in the semifinal match the year he wound up getting third, and there was some action going on. He and this other kid, I can't remember where he was from. He might have been from Norton, but anyway, he because of the scramble they were in, they rolled off the mat. And Mark bumped his head on the cement floor out there at Hayes, and I still to this day think he got a little dinged up and a little bit, you know, some cobwebs, and just really couldn't finish that match as strong as he would have if he wouldn't have hit his head on the mat. So, but he won't. He'll say, "Oh no, I just lost. You know, I just got beat." But I still to this day think there was a little bit of a little bit of an injury factor in that in that one match. But he was really truly an outstanding individual for us there. So just one of a number of them at that time.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to talk about all of them because I can't single all of them out. I wasn't around. You knew them. But Matt Treacer was another one, obviously, that was a standout for you. You know, the 3 years you were there, and then or that he was there with you, and then in 84 he won another state championship, was only the third wrestler in Kansas history at the time to win four straight state championships. And I know he went on to have a pretty good college career wrestling too, didn't he?
Right, he did. When we left, that was one of the things that was really hard to do, was to leave and not be around Matt when he won his fourth one, because again, he was another one like Mark that just really put his time in and worked hard, and it was a pleasure to watch him compete. And I know Coach Soans, he got to enjoy that fourth one with him, but I tell myself that he was one of the four-time state champs that I helped coach. So anyway, but yeah, he was an outstanding kid and did a great job in at the Naval Academy and wound up being an All-American and during the national tournament. I can't remember what year it was then, but in the mid-80s there when he went to school there. And he was an outstanding one. So
your time at Beloit there, you know, kind of looking at this, four state titles overall, I read in some of the records that you guys were able to pick up an awful lot of consecutive dual wins as well. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, again, we're talking with Ken Piazza, the longtime coach, or time 71 to 83 as the head wrestling coach at Beloit. You were in a fairly tough league. I mean, NCKL wrestling was pretty good back then, wasn't it? How tough was it to actually have a long winning streak in duels like that?
Well, actually, I think we won a little over 100 straight duels. I remember 105 we won at that streak there that we started. And it wasn't easy because that league was really tough. Minneapolis and Belleville, it was always nip and tuck with them, and all the others in that league too. So at that time, I think that league has changed now quite a bit though. From those days, but there were quality wrestlers all over that league, and it was Salina with Sacred Heart out of Salina. They were always really tough. So yeah, it was great competition for our kids. So
when you look over that time at Beloit, what are your fondest memories of Beloit High School and the time you spent there?
Well, I mean, every year I think was a good year. Mm-hmm. we had in football we won three state championships there in the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. That was, and with a lot of the same kids that were involved in wrestling, you know, and so that was a fun time then too. And starting that program from the ground up and going through and. Our first state champion was Wayne Peterson, and he went on to wrestle out at Fort Hayes and was involved in coaching for a lot of years at the high school and college level. And so, you know, just help develop, you know, hopefully helping develop those kids and letting them have that ability to go on and pursue coaching careers. And a lot of the kids that went through the program went into officiating, mm-hmm. and did a great job, you know, over the years as Kansas officials. But it was just a great period of time. I look back on those 12 years, and they were fun, and we really enjoyed them. But at the same point, we knew that we were ready for a change, and so we decided to move on.
Went to Cody, Wyoming from there. You spent 30-plus years, same position, head wrestling, assistant football, PE teacher, retired there the 2007 is what I saw there. But kind of looking at your time there in Cody for 30-plus years, what were some of the things that stood out, and what did you accomplish there?
Oh, we enjoyed it there. We had two boys, and, you know, that was kind of where we raised them. They were mm-hmm. born in Kansas, but they were pretty much raised in Wyoming, and it was the same job, teaching wise and coaching. And we had, as far as football, we had some fine football teams. We won one state championship out there, and made it to the championship game two or three other times. And wrestling, we never got the team title, but we were always knocking on the door mm-hmm. quite a bit, and had quite a few individuals that had great success, like in Beloit, and just real proud of those kids as much as I am of those kids in Beloit. So mm-hmm. it was a good time out there.
What's the size of the Cody school compared to like Beloit, as far as enrollment population around that area?
Yeah, Cody High School, when we went there, was close to 800 kids.
Okay.
It was the smallest school in the largest class,
mm-hmm.
and so it had close to 100. We had about 180 kids in a class, I think it was 170, mm-hmm. somewhere in that range. So it was quite a bit bigger than Beloit was, but it was a good time.
You now live in New Prague, Minnesota, back in Minnesota there. What do you do now? How do you fill your time now that you're retired?
Oh, I just, we live on the lake out here, mm-hmm. and small, a little lake that's right outside of town. And, just pass the time away, go to the gym usually every day, and when I can, now that everything's closed, it's slowed that down. But, and we like to travel, my wife Jean and I, and we've traveled around the world and a little bit, and we enjoy going to visit the grandkids,
mm-hmm.
And seeing them. And so it's, life is good, and I'm not complaining.
Yep, Ken Piazza, a longtime coach in wrestling in Beloit from 71 to 83. Is there anything you want to say to the folks out here that might be listening in Beloit, North Central Kansas?
Well, I'd just like to say hello, and many, many great memories of our time back there, and I still think about a lot of times we spent with many of the longtime families there, Petersons and Treesters and Hewitts, Johnsons and Heidricks, you name it, the Browns and Adamses and all those folks. I remember some fun times when we were at wrestling tournaments when the kids were young. And then when they got older into high school, all the success they had. So it was a great time.
Ken, we're honored to have you on here on the show. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, and stay happy and healthy there in Minnesota, all right?
All right. Well, thanks a lot for having me. And like I said, hello to everybody back in that area.